Well, Bex, Port, well, they look back after a 38-point win over, it was a determined Bulldogs outfit. I mean, honestly, yep. It was only 10 points at three-quarter time, and then that old Port Adelaide went bang! So joining us now is Chad Wingard. He's brought to us by Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. Chad, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Jeez, they gave you a fight, didn't they, the old bullies?
Oh, they definitely did. I think that's what happens when you've got such a young midfield and young team. They, once they get a bit of a sniff, they're definitely into the fight. And like I said, they've had a great season and they definitely brought it to us, especially in the midfield.
Yeah, look, their start was really important as well. They had a fair bit of footy in their front half. Fortunately, they didn't quite get it onto the scoreboard. But yeah, they've got some speed and hardness about them.
Yeah, definitely. We dodged a few boards early on when they missed a few set shots, and we're lucky to get away with a few. But like I said, yeah, they have played some great footy in that first quarter. We're just lucky enough that we got on top of them in the last probably quarter and a half, I think.
12 different goal kickers is what I like, Chad. Everyone played their role. It was that to me is the 2014 model of Port Adelaide.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you have everyone chip in, forwards, backs and mids, it doesn't really matter who gets the goals. And sometimes, or most times, it's Schulte kicking a bag. But like I said, everyone chipped in. And I think that's what, I think, as out of the forward meeting, that's what we got most out of, that everyone came up and popped up and did their little bit.
One of the things that we come to expect last year was sides to be able to stick with you for two and a half, maybe three quarters, but you end up sort of working them over and then you overrun them in the last quarter. And that, to me, what it looked like on the weekend. They looked a bit spent by the time the last quarter came around and really struggled to get it out of your own half. So I guess that's a really good sign for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, definitely. I think once we get into that 450, I think we just got to try and pin it in there. And like I said, I think we had about four or five stoppages in a row where we just pinned it in, and eventually I think Holly snapped the goal from 40. So things are just going to happen. We just got to keep pressure on and wear them down. And like I said, I think defensively, if you're in a sense of 50 for 3 or 4 minutes, it gets on your mind and something's going to break, and lucky enough it did.
Your game was outstanding. You had some really classy touches, particularly in the back half of the game. You enjoying having those sort of quick spurts through the midfield as well?
Yeah, I think I'm enjoying it. I think I get a little bit now and then. When the team needs me, it's something different. It's a role that I suppose I want to have up my sleeves if the coaches tend to put me there. But I didn't actually play too much in the midfield on the weekend because we had Ollie and Boakey. Even Boakey played a little bit up forward and on the wing. We changed it around a fair bit, and I think that's what the versatility of our group. We're so lucky to have like the Ebos, Harty, Robbie Gray, Ollie Wines, Travis Boak, all these guys that can just roll through and do the job in there.
You and Robbie Gray, the new Cracker Brothers. A little bit of magic, hey?
Yeah, he looked after me a bit, didn't he?
Well, what about your over-the-head handball? You're going to have to be careful with that one because I reckon they're going to do a little bit of scouting those umps and ping you for a throw. I reckon you're handballing them. I mean, they're blooming eyes in the back of your head stuff. I love them.
It's just instinctive. Just don't really plan for it. It just happens in the game. Just one of those things, yeah.
Well done. The Wines, Wingard, Westhoff and White, the W's were all terrific. How important is that big ball Ollie Wines to that midfield mix? Since he's been back, the stoppage work, the method around that contest to be able to get the Boaks and Greys on the outside, even you, is just critical. He is amazing, that fella.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get, he never gets a tag. So he gets to the Boakey and Greys and normally get the tag and the midfield job. And when you've got stars like that, it allows Ollie Wines, I suppose, to come in and just get his own ball. And that's what's so lucky. I think if Robbie gets a tag 1 week, Boakey will step up. Like happened in Alice, if Boakey gets a tag, someone else is going to step up. So this week it was Ollie, and lucky enough, he chipped in and done his role. So like I said, I think we've got many guys that can just play that role.
Saw Travis Boak on the television talk to the group after the game. He looked a little bit animated. What was he saying there?
I think he just wanted us to, our defence wasn't quite there. He was just making sure that we play all four quarters defensively the right way, and I think we just faded away a little bit in that end and probably did play the way win the way we wanted in that last quarter. So I think it's just a mindset just to make sure we don't get, overlook the things that we still need to improve on.
Geez, a hard taskmaster there. He six straight goals, you won by 38, and he went absolutely bunto. What, were there any swear words in there?
I can't remember. I was pretty, my body was just fatigued. My ears could barely hear anything.
Well, did you agree with the inference of it all then, I guess? I mean, they're the standards you're setting, Chad.
Oh, definitely. You've got to set high standards. And we reviewed it on Monday, and he was right. The coaches, of the from the coaches all the way down to the players, I think it's something that we did let slip a little bit in the end. And like I said, we want to win the right way, and we want to improve and not let little things slip into bad habits. And I think that's what Boakey was really strong on.
Mm. I heard Ken Hinckley speak after the game, and he talked about your turnaround in form over the past couple of weeks has been that increase in team care. I guess it just begs the question then, the three previous weeks, where had that been?
I'm not sure. I think we all try to do it ourselves. When things go wrong, I think we're all trying to be the guy to step up. And I think once we realise that not one individual or a couple of individuals are going to win the game, we just work together and got back to playing like we did last year. And I think it really comes down to just working for each other and getting someone in a better position rather than trying to get the ball yourself. But I think that's what happened. I think we got the most blocks of the round and a lot of one percenters. I think that's what really stands up when you're getting a lot of blocks and a lot of spoils and teammate getting around you for that as well.
And I guess the other thing that sort of typifies that is the, I guess, the game of Angus Momfries, who was, played a defensive role or a selfless role on Bob Murphy and did it to a T.
Yeah, Gussie's done that a few times now, last year and a couple of roles this year. And he generally puts them on ice and does a great job. Bob Murphy is such an absolute star, he has been for a long time. And it was important that we found he was a big key in their back line and getting the ball out of there. So Gussie played a huge role, and I think a lot of the forwards chipped in as well and helped him out and got underneath his skin, and I think just kind of affected his game a little bit. And that's what Gussie's there for. He does all the team things and does whatever the team needs.
Well, Chad, I think you're a big game player. You love the finals. You love the big stage. It's Friday night. It's Geelong. It's Adelaide Oval. That's going to be a cracker, is it not?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. I think that defence is going to have to be on. They're a great defensive side, and they've got some absolute guns and elite ball users. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a cracker of a game, mate.
You love the ball in your hand in big moments. Now, you've got a genuine goal-kicking routine, and whenever you do it, I think this is just going to go straight through and proves it does. You put the ball down, you rub the back of the hammies, and you do a couple of things. Where did all that come from?
I think it came in my second year when I was working with Toss and Edwards with the forward lines coach, and I think this really simplified everything. And number three is the number that I use. It's three rubs on the back of the hamstring, moving the ball three times back and forth, and then three, four steps straight into the stride, and then another six and straight into it. So it's pretty precise. I think everyone at the club's got one. Like you said, if you're pretty confident, you just need to run with it.
So what was the idea of putting the ball down and rubbing the back of the hammies? That's just you focusing on the kick, is it?
Well, I've actually got my one of my mates that passed away in my first year initials on the boot. So it's really just to...
You look down at that.
Put it back in perspective. Yeah, I look down at that. Put the ball down and touch the boots and rub the hammies three times. That was the number that he wore when he played football. It just simplifies everything for me. Kind of puts it into perspective that it's just a game and just to trust your routine, I think.
Great opportunity
what
this
a
week.
Great story.
Yeah, it is a great story. In terms of another home game, you're going to play Geelong, of course, a big crowd, and if you can continue your form and get that third win in a row, I guess it probably gives you a strong chance of elevating yourself up in the top eight where you want to get to and continually moving closer to your goal, I guess, which is, cementing a spot up there and qualifying for the finals.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a huge week for us. It's Geelong have just come off a big win and they have some confidence coming in. And like I said, I think we've just got to focus really on our defence to make sure we can get them on the inside and make sure we limit them on the outside. And I think if we get this win this week, we'll put us in good stead as well.
Well done, Chet. Now, you're an NBA fan. Games locked one apiece. Who wins from here?
I can't go past Golden State. I think Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love out. Got to be go with the numbers, I think. Go with the favourites.
LeBron James is all over him like a fat kid on a cupcake, Chet. They can't stop him.
Yeah, but a king has a bad day every now and then, I reckon.
Well, he did. The king this one, didn't he? He could have sealed game two, but, they did go on and win, but you're right. Does it consume a lot of your time, the NBA? Is it a passion of yours, Chet? We hear it is.
Oh, Yeah, I've tried to get Berger to move training around a few times, but
no, he won't do it.
No, he won't budge. But like, nah, it's just a little bit of a hobby.
Good boy.
I feel that about most of the boys actually get stuck into the NBA, so it's a good time to be around the club when the boys get up and watch it at lunchtime. It's good.
Yeah, look, there is a lot of pressure on the coaching staff around Super Bowl time and again around NBA playoffs. Hey, yeah, Chad, thanks so much for sharing some time with us and congratulations on your own form and that of the side. Both of them were outstanding on the weekend and we hope you have a good game again this Friday. Big crowd, big stage, Friday night footy. Sounds like it suits you to a T.
No worries, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Well done. Well, I'm declaring it. Chad's back. And Port's back. They go hand in glove. Don't you worry about that. Chad Wingard, our guest. Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. Chad Wingard, our guest.